I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, February 20. Coming up, projections for next three fiscal years included in the budget. Laws being strengthened to tackle human trafficking and voluntary organizations urged to form youth arms. The news in detail after the break.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, says the government has included projections for the next three fiscal years in the 2018-2019 estimates of expenditure. Mr. Shaw says this is part of efforts to ensure greater transparency and accountability within the government's fiscal framework. The estimates now contain 6 years of budget information, the first time in the country's history that this is being done. It includes provisional unaudited actual expenditure for the last fiscal year, 2016-2017, the approved and revised estimates for the current financial year, 2017-2018, estimates for the upcoming fiscal year, 2018-2019, as well as for the next three, that is 2019-20, 2020-21, and 2021-22.
The projections are rolling and are not static, but will be revised each year to ensure alignment of expenditure with the forecasted resources envelope and government's policy priority.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw was speaking at the House of Representatives recently. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carl Palmer, says the government is strengthening the legislative framework for the investigation and prosecution of human trafficking cases. Mrs. Palmer says the amendments to the Trafficking in Persons Act, now before Parliament, will ensure that there is stronger enforcement of the law to deter persons from engaging in the crime.
Prosecutors must also be trained in effective victim identification and protection. Investigators and prosecutors must work together to effectively protect victims as well as their family members from intimidation from traffickers.
Mrs. Palmer was speaking at the opening ceremony for a 3-day prosecutors' human trafficking training seminar in Trelawney recently. She adds that even as Jamaica pursues the establishment of a multi-door court system, which places greater focus on dispute resolution and rehabilitative rather than punitive sanctions, there is no contemplation for human traffickers to benefit from mediation or restorative justice processes. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, is calling on researchers and policymakers to use the recently launched 2015 State of the Jamaican Climate Report to inform future national development. He says the report outlines the societal and infrastructural impact of climate change, detailing the need for a change in public planning methods.
The data and information contained in the report can, for example, help local authorities to determine where and how housing developments are located and signal to the National Works Agency the required design capability of roads and related infrastructure given projected storm and rainfall intensities. The data can also be used to inform hospitals and health facilities of minimum water storage needs or how the underlying environmental conditions may affect the incidence of vector-borne and other diseases.
Dr. Henry adds that over the last 2 decades, Jamaica has lost 1-2% of its gross domestic product, GDP, due to damage and loss caused by severe weather events. The 2015 State of the Jamaican Climate Report was launched earlier this month and provides a concise overview on Jamaica's climatic and geographic conditions. And Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shaheeni Robinson, is encouraging more voluntary organizations and civil society groups to establish youth arms to foster development through volunteerism. The minister says promoting a culture of volunteerism among the nation's youth is integral to the process of passing down the values of empathy and caring for each other. Minister Robinson made the appeal during the recent media launch at the Jamaica Red Cross 70th anniversary celebration. The Jamaica Red Cross is a member of the worldwide Red Cross Red Crescent movement and serves as an auxiliary to the government in times of emergency, disasters, or crises. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.